cry no more.
See Kansas live at the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts on April 5th. Tickets are still available by calling or stopping by artsblooming.org. And I'm very pleased and pleasured to announce that Ronnie Platt's on the phone with me, lead singer of Kansas, a band that has had more than 40 years of hits, even though I'm sure there are a couple of songs that you know by heart. We want to get you introduced to their extensive catalog, which has had many contributions, including that of Mr. Platt. So, Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us today here in Central Illinois. I understand you're actually from Chicago.
Yes. Hello, Susan. Hello, my fellow Illinoisans.
Yes. Are you now a full-time resident of Kansas? Is that a requirement when you join the band?
They do make me pay Kansas taxes.
So
no, I'm kidding. No.
I was.
No, what's left after Illinois taxes, really?
I know, really. I thought Kansas taxes sounds like a much better idea. I just didn't know if you were back and forth in this area. I mean, obviously, you've joined the tour, and you've been running all around the globe with the band for the last 2 years, and so I didn't know where was home turf for you.
Home turf is still in beautiful Illinois here, suburb just west of downtown Chicago.
Excellent, excellent.
But let me tell you, whenever I see a date in Illinois, it warms my heart, and Bloomington is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from me, so I'm looking forward to this show big time.
Do you have some relatives, some fans, friends and family members that are like, sure, we'll go to Bloomington, why not? Parking's easier. Will they come down and see you on the 5th?
Yes, I do have quite a few friends coming down to this show, so it's always a big deal for me. You know, if you're within a five-hour drive of Chicago, people are going to come see Kansas, and that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Now, tell me and everybody listening here at WJBC, what can we expect from this show? Because I know we're going to hear, Dust in the Wind. I know we're going to hear Carry On Wayward Son, but that's only two songs. Kansas is known for being very prolific. Tell me what you've got planned for this anniversary tour.
Well, I'd like to tell everybody in your WJBC audience, this is pretty special. This is pretty special because this is one of the last Left Overture 40th anniversary tour shows that we will be doing, because we'll be moving on to the Point of No Return show very soon, coming this fall. But in this show, we start off with an acoustic set that really surprises people. But this is a show where you're going to hear the album Left Overture in the sequence that it is on the album, beginning to end, in its entirety. Not to mention some deep cuts and, you know, of course, just so many Kansas songs. 2.5 hours of Kansas. Strap yourself in. It's a roller coaster ride of Kansas. Be ready.
I am looking forward to it. I certainly am, because, you know, there are some groups that over time you can tell when they're on stage, they're just not feeling it anymore because they've played these same songs night after night, year after year. they're out touring because they didn't save their money very well and they're just not feeling it. And yet,
the reaction
from Kansas fans is completely the opposite. They say you're better now than ever before.
This band is firing on all cylinders. And when you come see Kansas now, you're going to see seven guys on stage just having a good time and just bringing it. And we love it. And, you know, even before I was in Kansas, I only sang Wayward Son a million times. And still loving it. There's just so much excitement, so much energy, so much adrenaline, and the band is just loving it. It's like momentum that keeps building. And that's what the people in the audience are going to see.
I'm really excited that you're saying the first set is acoustic, because that way the violin and all of the instruments will really come through. Now, one of the things, now, I don't know if you've ever performed in any function or way or even been inside the BCPA before, which we call the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts. But let me tell you, I know you've been to the Ryman. I know you've been to a lot of other, stopping points of acoustic brilliance on your tour, but I'm going to bet you 50 cents that our venue is going to be your happiest place for acoustics. It has a sound quality in there that the musicians and performers come away from the show and they're like, when can we come back? Because it sounds so good. So I just want you to be prepared for that when you come in.
Okay, you're setting the bar pretty high there, mentioning the Ryman, because
right.
That's like the church there.
Right. And no offense to the Ryman. The Ryman is a glorious, beautiful, historic location, but I think our acoustics here are better.
Now you've got my anticipation really racing. So fantastic. That acoustic set at the beginning is you're hearing Kansas just raw. And it's really great. It's really one of the highlights.
Now, I do want to ask, because I'm always curious when we have such incredible bands that have lasted over time and have gone in and out of, reunion tours, different memberships happening. It was 2 years ago that you joined Kansas when Steve Walsh decided with all grace to retire from the band. And he certainly gave his contributions, his time. He was absolutely incredible. How does it happen, though, that you get to be the guy with all the pressure to replace a legend? Where were you in your career when this opportunity came up?
Just lucky, I guess. And time flies when you're having fun. It's actually been 3.5 years now.
Oh, my apologies.
Soon to be four, but that's, time flies when you're having fun. In this business, it's perseverance and timing, and the stars just have to align. I've been a musician my entire life, from Weekend Warrior, top 40 cover band singer to, auditioning to for a few national acts, and it's funny how I end up in Kansas, which just it just seems to be the ultimate fit for me. But kudos to Steve. 40 years of singing his butt off. The guy deserves retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I attribute the development of my voice from listening to Steve and trying to emulate Steve.
But you weren't you weren't currently fronting the best Kansas cover band in the world when this opportunity came up with you. I always wondered what it would be like to have one band go see a cover band of themselves and decide, hey, maybe we could hire some of those people. That wasn't the scenario for you.
No, but didn't that happen with, was it Judas Priest?
I thought so.
I think, because they ended up hiring a guy from Wisconsin who was in a Judas Priest
cover band.
Anyway, I regress. For me, I was just, I was out of the band Shooting Star, and back in my... my local cover band in Chicago, doing a zillion festivals and bar dates a year.
Can I ask what that band name is? Because we might have seen you.
Very possible. ARRA. ARRA.
I've heard of you. Yes.
ARRA has played within 100-mile radius of Chicago. We played every big festival, every mm-hmm. big bar, and opened for everybody. The list goes on. Survivor, the 38 Special, Sammy Hagar, the Rare Earth, Kansas. We opened up for Kansas 3 times.
Now I see a connection.
Yeah, but It's funny talking to Phil Ehart, drummer of Kansas, lifelong drummer of Kansas. You know, I always asked him, when did you take notice of me? Or, I always thought that it was a show I did up in Walker, Minnesota, when I was in the band Shooting Star. And I have to tell you this lineup, the lineup for the show in Walker, Minnesota, when Shooting Star played with Kansas, it was Shooting Star, Foghat, Kansas, Sheryl Crow, and then a band that was really trying to make a name for itself called Journey.
Wow. And this was...
That was Thursday's lineup.
And this was...
Walker, Minnesota. And I always thought that's where Kansas... Yeah, that's where I always thought that's where Kansas took notice of me, and Phil said told me no, not really, that it was actually a YouTube video of me singing a song "The Wall" by Kansas that sparked their interest in me. So
good to know, as singers, that we need to put up more YouTube videos just in case somebody's looking for a new band member.
No, we don't. No. No, oh my God, club me over the head like a baby seal.
Once again, really. You're listening to Ronnie Platt, who is the lead singer of Kansas, coming to the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts, and that show still has some tickets available. I highly recommend the balcony. It looks like almost all of the floor level seats are gone. Not all, but almost. But the balcony is where I think the sound couldn't be better, and I will testify to you, Ronnie, that for as much as I love Styx, I got to see Dennis DeYoung at the BCPA, and I was up in the balcony, which has a really big push front, so you're still kind of over the band, and I think that was the best Dennis DeYoung has ever sounded, was from the balcony.
Oh,
so
wow,
I'm gonna try and sit in this.
I know Dennis very well.
Well, because I know you're from Chicago, and he's still performing up there nonstop too, so I'm gonna sit in those same seats to watch you sing for Kansas that night. You can get your tickets through artsblooming.org. And I've only got another minute or so before I run out of time here, Ronnie. Anything else you can tell me to anticipate for the show that I wouldn't be expecting? Something that I really want to make sure I'm not in line for a wine refill that I don't want to miss?
you know what? It's a 2.5 hour long show.
Which is why I know there will be a refill.
Use the bathroom,
okay,
before you sit down.
Okay. There's no time to go. I understand.
There isn't any part of this show that you want to miss. And it's just fantastic. And one of the last times we'll be playing this show, so don't miss it.
But there is a little intermission, since we've got an acoustic set, and then you do the the full power up and plug in.
Not really.
Oh.
Not really. Just to let you in on the secret here, we go from our acoustic set, we go from our stools, mm-hmm, right to our positions on stage.
Wow.
So there's really not a break.
Okay. You're letting your tech guys off easy then. You don't have to move anything around.
No, they gotta clear our acoustic stuff off the stage while we're assuming our position. So,
okay. Well, then I will ask.
No
you
rest
this.
For the get to work.
Yeah. Then I will ask you this, just as a secret between you and me, Ronnie. Just as a secret between you and me.
We're not telling anybody else.
Right. Nobody else. What is your favorite song of the show that you sing? What is your favorite song that you just all night long?
You can't wait
until you get to this song.
That's like asking someone.
I know, but you've still got one.
Who is your favorite kid?
I know.
You know, who's your favorite offspring?
But I know you still got one. Tell me what it is.
I love singing "Hold On."
Okay.
In our acoustic set, I love "Icarus" too. I love "Miracles Out of Nowhere." This is why I don't make the set list. Susan, if I made the set list, our show would be 6 hours long.
I understand. But hey, I know you're going to have fans
that, love
night
them all.
That wouldn't have a problem with that. Ronnie Platt, thank you so very, very much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you at the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts. Go to artsblooming.org and get your tickets now to see Kansas live in concert. I cannot wait. This is